CJMQ, and we're talking today with Don Irving. And Don is the principal at Lenoxville Elementary, so welcome, Don.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you. And we're going to talk a little bit about Hooked on School Days. Now, CJMQ, we're running a bit of a promo right now, Hooked on School Days. Staying in school, it's everyone's business every day, and I can't agree with that more. Now, from February 15th to the 19th, everybody is invited to get involved in the educational success of the youth. Now, tell us a little bit about Hooked on School Days, Dawn.
Well, as we all know, and you've just mentioned, we need to realize that the issue of school dropout and encouraging our students to stay in school is everyone's business, and we feel that it's very important to start even at the elementary level to work on this issue and to involve the community and the parents and the high schools. Because we do know that children form a very strong opinion about school as early on as elementary school. So at our school, you know, this is why we've decided that we want to participate in this and we want to implement some activities that will encourage our students and help them to see the relevance of being in school and staying in school.
That's a great project. Now, if I understand right, every school has a little bit of different ideas and different projects going on for this event?
Yes, we do. What we're planning to do during this week is one of the activities is we're having a, sort of a job fair, or almost, I guess we could call it a job shadowing program, although rather than us going to visit people in their places of work, the individuals will be coming to the school to speak to the students. So each class has invited someone to come into their school and speak to the students about their profession and their work. And obviously these are people who have graduated from high school, not necessarily people who have university degrees or are functioning at mainly post-secondary, to help our students to understand the relevance of having a high school leaving, because we all know that there are some who may not continue on after high school, but the minimum would be that we want you to at least finish your high school, and then there are other options that you can look at. So we've invited a number of, some of them are parents from our school, to come in and talk about their work. Some are other people just, you know, from our community that are going to come in and speak with the students and allow the students to ask them questions as well.
That's a wonderful opportunity for the students.
Now, another activity that we're going to be doing next week also, and it's something that we do throughout the year, we also understand that self-esteem is a huge issue, and when it comes to students being in school and liking school and feeling successful, it's important to encourage them, and we do try our best to do that every day. However, it's sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day issues and don't do as much as we would like. So we have a system at our school where we use little positive behavior notes that we hand out to students for special things if they've done something, you know, successful academically or socially, or, you know, helping friends, different things like that. And we're going to sort of have a blitz next week where we're really going to make an effort to make sure that we hand out as many of these as we can to encourage the students. And our goal is that every student by the end of the week will at least get one. So it's something that we do all, you know, throughout the year, but we really want to put an emphasis on it next week and to encourage the students and continue on with it, not just next week, after next week as well.
That's a wonderful idea. What positive reinforcement. Excellent. School has
very
changed
important.
So much, and I think the community, a lot of us have gone to school quite a few years ago, and it's important for us to be aware of what's going on in the schools now.
Yes. Yeah, and I think if we all think back, we can probably think of, you know, one teacher as far back as elementary school, even kindergarten, that had a positive or a negative influence on us. So it's really important that we recognize the importance of students and their perception of school as early on as elementary school.
Oh, for certain. And it also helps the parents to be more aware, being more involved in the school, in their child's education.
That's
and
right.
That's so important, too, because I believe if the parents are more involved, the student usually does better.
Yes, obviously. Yep, for sure.
Okay, so. Great. Good.
So that's our plan for next week. We're really looking forward to it. The teachers are excited about it. We have talked a little bit about it with our students as well. But we're looking forward to next week and having some visitors come into our school to share what they're doing and to encourage our students.
Okay, that's wonderful, and it also is a great opportunity for everybody, and the students don't have to look too far ahead, because maybe at that age it's just too far ahead for them to look at university, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
right now at least concentrate on getting through school, getting their high school diploma.
That's right.
Okay, what is the dropout rate for Quebec?
I can't tell you offhand.
Okay.
I do have those figures, but
I
somewhere.
I think it's pretty high, though, isn't it?
It is quite high,
yeah,
although...
Okay.
We do know that in the last year or two, it has been going down in our school board.
Excellent.
I can't speak for the, mm-hmm. the province, but we've really been working hard on this over the last few years, trying to implement programs and trying to create awareness of the issue and, you know, encourage our students to want to come to school, to feel that they have a place at the school. To me, that's just so important, because I think if they feel that they have a place and they can be successful and they can be recognized for what they do, they'll want to keep coming back.
I'm sure that they will, and self-esteem, it definitely starts in elementary school. Well, thank you very much, Dawn. Anything else you'd like to add? Or?
No, just thank you for allowing us to share this with you, and we encourage, if there are any parents or individuals in the community who would like to come in and participate, feel free to contact me at the school. I'd be more than happy to hear from you.
Okay, and could you give the number of the school?
Yes, the number is 819-569-5103.
And that's Lenoxville Elementary School.
Lenoxville Elementary.
Good. Well, that's a great example of how people can help in their community. So if you're retired, whatever, and you'd like to help out a little bit, there's always something to do in the community, and education is an excellent place to start.
Sure.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.